Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Chapter 5 of A Treatise on Peace of Soul, The Necessity of Keeping the Soul Disengaged and in Solitude, that God's Holy Will may operate in it. If we are truly cognizant of the priceless worth of the immortal soul, that sublime temple of God Himself, let us take care that nothing of the world intrude therein. Placing our hope in the Lord, we should wait with a firm confidence for His coming, and realize that He will certainly enter the soul, unattached to worldly things, and ready to receive Him alone. Alone, having no desire but the presence of God. Alone, loving only Him. Alone, void of all will but the will of heaven. Let us learn to do nothing to please ourselves, that we may merit in the soul of the human the presence of the divine, the comprehension of whom is far beyond the horizons of created intellects. Let us follow exactly the prescriptions of our spiritual father and of those who govern us in the place of God, that every suffering and good work offered to God may be prudent and salutary. It is sufficient that we keep ourselves ever ready and willing to suffer for love of Him, all that He wills and the manner in which He wills it. Whoever acts solely in conjunction with the dictates of his own will would do much better for he to remain in peace, attentive to what God wills to perform in him. Therefore, we must always avoid attachments of the will, which should ever be free and in perfect harmony with the divine. And since we ought not to act according to our desires, let us not consciously attach our wills to any one thing. But if we should desire something, let it be in such a way as to leave us as unperturbed as if we desired nothing, should our desire fail to materialize. For our desires are our chains, and to be entangled in them is to be a slave. To free ourselves from desires, therefore, is to free ourselves from tyranny. God demands that our souls be alone and attached, that He may manifest His manifold wonders in them, glorifying them even in this life by His divine power. O holy solitude, O desert of happiness, O glorious hermitage, where a soul may find its God, let us not only run to such an exalted place, but beg the wings of a dove that we may fly to it and find there a holy repose. Let us not stop by the wayside. Let us not tarry on the way for frivolous conversation. Let us leave the dead to bury their dead. Forsaking the land of the lifeless, for the land of the living. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, Vessel of the Holy Ghost, Heart of Fire, Child of Mary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are things in this book which are very hard not only to understand, but to live. And we should never make the limits of our understanding to be the limits of what is true or what's important. And we shouldn't make the limits of our ability at this point in the spiritual life to follow God to be the limits of what's possible. Nothing is impossible for God. The transformation of our souls is possible with God. And Father Scupoli is telling us that what has to reign at the height of sanctity, when we truly become saints, what will be our main interest? It will be God. His will be all that matters to us. Does that mean we won't love each other? No, because God's will is that we love each other. St. Therese says, I won't be happy in heaven if these people I love are not there. Which is a very also mysterious saying. So the goal is to love things in God and to love them and to desire them because God has put them in our lives. Because they are the means to God. And so when Father Scupoli is talking about a heart that is detached from all the things of this world, at the most basic level, that means that we cannot want anything. We cannot be attached to anything that we know God doesn't want us to have. That's the basic meaning. But it also means that anything that we want, we should be willing to give up if God doesn't want us to have it. We have to be ready to relinquish. Whatever God shows us is his will. Jesus says, unless you hate father and mother, lands and children, you cannot be my disciple. But he also says, honor your father and mother. In other words, if our father and mother, our friends, our spouses, if there's anything that's getting in the way of our union with God, of our seeking God, of following him, then we have to put them aside. We have to treat them as obstacles, insofar as they are obstacles to God. And so, in like manner, anything that's created, if it's in the way of our being close to God, we can't desire it if we want union with God. He wants our souls to be unattached so that he can do great things in them. He wants us to be free so that he can transform us into what he wants to transform us into, like a canvas that's free so that the painter can make what he wants to make on it. Like the block of marble that's free to be shaped in the way the artist wants. It would not be a very good canvas if the artist went to paint something and the canvas kept objecting or putting stuff up its own way or folding itself in half or something like that. No, we want to be free for God. And we want to be free so that God can show us himself. So that God can make himself known to us. Jesus says, he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and we will manifest ourselves to him. God wants to show his presence to us. He wants us to live in constant contact with himself. He wants us to live in conversation with him. He wants us to live and breathe and move in him, aware of him, aware of the Holy Spirit within us. Now that state is not to be achieved in 4 days, but it is the goal. And so Father Scupoli is putting before us a goal that's only achievable by grace. But if we keep going, if we don't give up, this is what's possible for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.